Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Vape, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
Yes, indeed. It is the Boomer and the Babe show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're sitting here at the media center of the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. We have a little different show this morning. We're not going to be doing anything with guests. We just bring you a little bit of tidbits of news that's going on here. We have some interesting facts and figures. I think we're going to kind of go over some of the cars that sold last night. Some of the vehicles that sold last night. And also we're going to touch on one or two other things, and we're going to tell you who our guests are going to be for this afternoon show at 12 o'clock, and also our show, two shows on Sunday, and what we're going to be talking about with those folks as well. So we'll get right started with reminding everybody that this is the Boomer and the Babe show. You can see us at boomerandthebabe.com. That's www.boomerandthebabe.com. We do a lot more than just this show. We also have an online magazine. We also have our videos that we do for various businesses, and we also publish ebooks. So you can go to Boomer and the Babe at the Blog Talk site and see some of our authors that have their shows there, from our ebook authors, and get involved with any of the other things that we do at www.boomerandthebabe.com. Well, starting off today, I just want to let you know that we had some interesting cars, automobiles, means of conveyance, I guess we could call it, that sold yesterday. We have a couple of things, a Ford Thunderbird coupe. A 1966 Ford Thunderbird coupe sold for $12,650. A Plymouth Roadrunner two-door sold for $19,800. And an Austin Healey Sprite Custom sold for $19,800. Also, there was a Porsche 911E Targa, a 1969, that sold for $23,100. So those are just some of the lesser expensive cars. There was a Stagecoach that sold for $12,650. It's billed here in the paper as a Stagecoach two-horse-drawn hearse. It was a Stagecoach hearse for $12,650, and also a Stagecoach ladies' brougham for $8,525. A couple of interesting conveyances. That's why I said conveyances early, not all automobiles here. Also, the top 10... the top 10 vehicles that sold last night, there was a total of 238 total vehicles sold yesterday. That's Friday. And the top 10 in ascending order are as follows. The first one was a 1956 Ford F-150 custom pickup, and it sold for $145,200. $145,200 for that Ford pickup truck. The next one going up the line is a Shelby GT 500 SE Fastback. It sold for $159,500. That was a 1967 vehicle. Moving up the list, a little more expensive, a Plymouth, a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda custom convertible, sold for $165,000. Then we come up with a 1933 Ford custom pickup truck that sold for $181,500. Next up the list is a DeSoto. Let's see where I can find the. It's a 1957 Adventurer DeSoto two-door convertible, sold for $187,000. Then they had an Indy Pace car, a 2008 Ford Mustang FR500S Pace car, $175,000. And the next one up was the 1958 Chevrolet Convertible Impala, $198,000. We're starting to get up there now. And the next one here is a Coors Extra Gold 1980 Top Fuel Dragster. It was a replica. It sold for $200,000. Number two on the list is a 2011, a brand new Corvette Le Mans Racing Z06 Coupe for $131,000. And finally, the top money draw yesterday on Friday was a 1967 Chevrolet Corvette convertible for $142,000. So you can see that we're drawing some pretty good prices and some pretty good dollars here at Barrett Jackson. So it's looking like it's going to be another record year here. And I know that the people and the organizers of the auction are very pleased with what they're seeing happen so far. And the crowds have been good. Matter of fact, the crowds have been exceptional, and it's really been a great weekend, helped out by some great weather here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So that's kind of the highlights of what happened yesterday. What's going to happen today with us, with the Boomer and the Babe Show, is today at 12 o'clock today, 12 p.m. today, we will have two guests on the 12 o'clock edition of the show. They are vendors here at the Barrett Jackson. Both of them are involved with nonprofit organizations, one involving veterans and the military, and the other involving children. So stick around for that show, or let's come back in at 12 o'clock and hear us again when we talk about those two fine organizations. We'll get to more in detail at that time. And then tomorrow's show, we're going to be having two gentlemen from the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction itself. The first one will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to have Gary Bennett, who is the Vice President of Consignments. So Gary will be with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and we will certainly be wanting to see what happened with that JFK ambulance that has been in the news lately. And we'll talk to Gary about that and how that came to pass a little bit more in detail, possibly. And so we're looking forward to seeing that and talking to Mr. Gary Bennett, VP of Consignments. And then for our final show tomorrow, Phil Neri, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and we'll be able to have a short period of time with him tomorrow, and that is going to be our 1 p.m. show tomorrow. So that's kind of the highlight of what's going on here today, what happened yesterday, and what's coming up this afternoon. So please tune back in. We're going to be closing off now. I'm going to be going back out on the floor and visiting with some various people and maybe have some additional guests that come on. But we're going to be hopefully be able to surprise some folks with those. If not, we'll have those as scheduled that I mentioned. So this is Pete Peters with the Boomer and the Babe Show at the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction in Scottsdale, saying so long for now, and we'll see you later this afternoon. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.